And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
When North Carolina launched its experiment with charter schools, proponents of the idea promised that charters would serve as laboratories. Incubators of innovation was the term they pitched that would ultimately benefit traditional public schools. Today, however, more than 20 years and 200 charter schools later, it's become clear that this promise was a bogus one. As NC Policy Watch reporter Greg Childress detailed in a story last week about developments in Granville County, charters aren't helping our traditional public schools. In many places, they're helping to defund and destroy them. Thanks to defections to charters and low funding from state and county officials, a problem that charters have only made worse, Granville's school system has lost 20% of its enrollment and been forced to close two once well-populated schools. Things are so bad that one former school board member describes the system as being in a death spiral. This is simply an unacceptable situation and a trend that state leaders must halt and reverse. Charter schools may have a place in public education, but it should be as a supplement, not a replacement. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.